Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
All right, Steve, this is from Willie in Gatlinburg. He says, I'm a truck driver and I can't ever reach my wife whenever I'm out of town because she hates cell phones. She has a phone, but it's never in her purse. So I put a tracker on her car for my peace of mind. This morning, I could not get her on the home phone, so I looked at the tracker. Her car stayed at work overnight. I had my buddy go over to her job, and my wife was getting dropped off as he pulled up, so he stayed back. He couldn't see if it was a man or a woman in the car. Should I get more evidence before I accuse her of cheating?
Whoa. Well, Willie, look, man.
Come on, Willie. Willie, listen.
She leaving the car at work. Somebody dropping off. You can't tell if it's a man or a woman. You had your boy go over there. He can't tell if it's a man or a woman. Now, what's wrong with him? So, you know, you send an unqualified friend over there. Maybe he was trying to lay back too far so she wouldn't see it was him.
Yeah.
Either way, dog, here's the problem. Your girl don't want to answer the phone while you away. Now, women have better intuition than men, but this is telling you something. Now, what you gonna confront her with? All you gotta do, man, you can get more facts now. You can get more facts. But, bro, at the end of the day, man, look, if you ain't happy, you out here working, and a woman don't appreciate you out here working, and for whatever the reason, if she thinks she feels neglected or she lonely or you ain't ever there, that's the job. Now, she don't like it, man. You dog, you can be miserable by yourself. You can get somebody else. There's some women that'll wait on you, support you, be at the house when you get there, love you when you get home, and all this here. So that's my advice. I'm not staying with nobody don't want me.
Yeah.
Don't overnight kind of tell it all, dog.
Hell yeah, spending the night. Where you going? You ain't going over your girl's house overnight. Leaving your car in the driveway. What woman leaves her car at work and go with her girlfriend overnight, then get dropped off at work in the morning? Man, please, stop. Right.
Yeah. And who hates cell phones?
Because ain't no woman finna take you back to work in the morning.
Right.
Call me on the payphone.
Girl, bring your car. I ain't finna drive over there because I'm going to be running late. I got to do my hair, get this makeup on, drop these kids off. No.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Come on, Willie. All right, next for Shirley.
All right, we have time for another one, Steve. This is from Kay in Fredericksburg. She says, my brother's wife constantly keeps up mess within our family, and her focus turned to me after she came over to my house, and it was a mess because I have a messy toddler. She told the family that I have a nasty house and she doesn't want her kids at my house. So I cursed her out at my parents' house Sunday. I got so angry that I blurted out that her husband told me she is always musty.
Nah.
Ooh, that one in.
My brother denied it, but he did tell me that. She stinks, but he's mad at me. How can he take his wife's side and not his blood?
Well, that's easy, because he got to sleep a little funky. Look.
What's her name on?
Lil Funky. I know good and hell well. You should have been talking about, I got a ragged ass house. I got a messy house and your whole body messy? Oh, no, you finna find this out as soon as I can't wait to share this knowledge. Harold said you stink. Oh, I'm sorry. He didn't want me to tell you. I'm sorry. I said I'm sorry.
He lied about
it. I'm not taking my kids over there. Don't bring them little ragged ass kids over here. That's cool. But you need to wash under your arms. You need to wash under your arms, you know. You need to try some Tussie or something. You need some rub-on cream. You got to stop that little spray. That spray ain't working for you, darling.
She needs a
Dove ain't enough. You got to quit using Secret. You so funky, Secret told on you. You got to quit using Secret.
All right.
You need some manly stuff.
Oh,
Old Spice.
Old Spice Brute.
All right.
He whistling.
Yes. All right. Coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.